This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allyn Root is with you. Thank you for hour number one, Lee Elsie. Great job. I've got so much to talk about, not enough time to do it. Let's get right to it. I'm going to try to just talk about the headlines in this segment number one and not get too in-depth into anything and then fill in throughout the show because there's so much to get to. First of all, breaking news. Senate Republicans have blocked the Democrats' voting rights bill today on Tuesday. It's called the For the People Act, and of course Democrats name everything the opposite of what it is. So when you want to steal from the people, you name it the For the People Act, and every Republican voted no, and the vote on the procedural motion to advance the bill needed 60 votes, so it loses. Democrats do not get to steal all elections forevermore in the states of America. And just to show you what we're fighting for, 4 shot, 5 dead in Lori Lightfoot, Chicago, during Father's Day weekend. I don't get it. Liberals love the narrative of white people all being mass shooters, or maybe I should say all mass shooters are white people. And they love mass shootings. They seem to just get joy at mass shootings, as long as it's a white person leading the mass shooting. Number one, the narrative is completely wrong. It is literally a lie. I've seen the numbers. It's not even close to white people being the majority of white shooters, of mass shooters. But on top of that, you know, if 49 people were shot and 5 dead in one shooting, you'd call it a mass shooting. You'd call it one of the worst in America's history. Sounds like the Pulse nightclub. 49 shot in one place at one time. But instead, it's 49 different individual shootings in Chicago, and I guarantee you every one of them is black-on-black crime, or 99.9%. is black-on-black crime. It's black-on-black genocide. And Black Lives Matter could not care less. BLM movement does not care. And no Democrat politician cares, and the media will not make a big deal of it. If 49 people got shot in one place by a white mass shooter, it'd be the biggest news story in America, and Biden would take everyone's guns away. But in Chicago, it's the strictest gun control in the country. Everyone's guns are already gone. 49 people got shot in one weekend. It wasn't in one place. It wasn't by one individual. It was 49 different individuals shooting 49 different people, and that doesn't make the news at all, outside of Wayne Root Show and a few conservative websites. America last. Biden to give at least 10,000 deported asylum seekers waiting in Mexico another chance to return. Another chance to return. Pretty sick. This is what we're fighting for. This is why you can't have Democrats fixing the voting laws so that we can never win again, because with Democrats in charge, every illegal alien gets into the United States. This is what we're fighting for. Essential to the morale, cohesion, and readiness of the military. That's what was said by the military in a press release about the Nellis Air Force Base outside of Las Vegas, Nevada, hosting a drag queen show. Our military's gone. You do understand that. I used to be so proud of the police and the military. I love them more than anything in the world. And now the police and the military are both filled with woke leaders who love liberals and love illegal aliens, don't want to cooperate with ICE, believe everything's about racism and social justice, and they're trying to fire every white leader they could possibly fire because white equals white supremacy and racism. And so now they're making the number one priority of the military firing white racists and the number two priority protecting transgenders. So now all of a sudden Nellis Air Force Base outside Las Vegas, Nevada, drag queen show. Sick. Mental illness. Sickness. And if you think that's bad, how about the announcement that the military is going to pay for gender reassignment surgery for vets? So if you've ever served in the military and you lost a leg for this country, no one cares about you. You'll become a homeless vet and you'll starve in the streets. But if you served in the military and you want to become a woman and you're a man now and you want to become a woman, they're going to spend $100,000 on your surgery. It's sick. It's absolutely sick. And it's not just the surgery. It's the surgery, the hormone therapy, and the psychology appointments that go with it. Because everybody involved in it has a psychological mess in their head, number one. And number two, if you look at studies, you'll find that people who are transsexual or transgender have very high suicide rates, very high rates of depression. And a lot of times after they change the sex, they realize what a terrible mistake they've made. And then you've got a new suicide threat. So the cost of all this is going to be in the hundreds of thousands per person. And they're going to lie to you and tell you it's not that expensive, and it is that expensive. And it's lifelong mental health care for transsexuals. You know what I cost the U.S. government? Nothing. I've never billed them for anything, and I've never seen a shrink in my life, and I never will see a shrink. But transgenders, if you see shrinks for the rest of their lives, the bill will be on you. The Navy chief of... What a disgrace to spend money on sex change operations for people who are in the military because they want to change their sex, not because they love America. Stop lying to me. Stop peeing on me and telling me it's raining. You liars, you frauds. Navy chief of operations dodges Tom Cotton's question if capitalism is racism. Now we've determined that capitalism is racism in this country. And the head of the Navy basically goes along with it. He's afraid to even answer. Indiana residents sue after the government governor kills the unemployment benefits, the extra unemployment benefits. And the Indiana residents said, we're not going back to work. This is what we've created, a nation of communist lazy slobs who don't want to work and think they can stay home and collect welfare. Well, you know what? COVID started a long time ago. It started in March of 2020. So March of 2020 to March of 2021 to April to May to June, and it's about to be July. So basically, it's been 16 months of COVID, about to enter the 16th month of COVID, and Wainwright has worked 16 hours a day, every day, to earn a living for my family. So you know what? Screw you. No one gets a free ride. No one gets checks because you want to stay home and you're afraid of COVID. Screw you. What right have you got to steal my money so you could stay home because you're a lazy bum? Dr. Fauci declares the Delta variant of COVID-19 the greatest threat to the United States of America. Can you imagine? I told you, I warned you, I promised you. It's not over yet. I mean, COVID's over. For all intents and purposes, COVID's gone. COVID's dead and buried. Vegas is packed. Everybody's on top of one another. There are no spatial restrictions. Nobody's got a mask anymore. Everybody's fine. Nobody's sick. And yet it's never going to be over. Dr. Fauci doesn't want it to be over. The CDC doesn't want it to be over. The WHO doesn't want it to be over. The Chinese Communist Party doesn't want it to be over. And the Democrat Party doesn't want it to be over. You see, if they're ever going to carry out Cloward Pivot and destroy every small businessman and woman in America and all their employees and kill the work ethic of everyone in America, make everyone a stay-at-home, lazy, slob communist, their only chance is to lock down America again. So now they're going to tell you how terrible the next wave of COVID is going to be, even though there is no next wave right now. But there is a next wave in other countries, and you know what countries are having the worst breakdowns? The ones who got the most vaccines. The vaccines aren't preventing COVID in general, number one. And number two, they're sure not going to help you for any of the variants of COVID. Now they've convinced you to take a booster shot on top of the poisonous vaccines you've already taken. You're going to need a booster shot. And I got news to you. The COVID vaccine, according to every expert I speak to, destroys your immune system, destroys it, causes autoimmune disease, causes heart inflammation, causes you to die, causes you to get severely ill, and causes you to absolutely, your body will collapse when the next flu epidemic comes. Those who didn't get the vaccine will fare much better than the ones who did. That's what medical experts are telling me. That this vaccine's real danger isn't that everyone's going to drop dead for the vaccine. Because they're not. The whole world's not going to die from getting a COVID vaccine. Your life's not in danger automatically. Some people have died. Some people will die. But it's a small percentage. But it will cause autoimmune disease, and it will hurt your immune system, and it will affect you when the next variant comes. You could be much more susceptible to it than people who never got the vaccine and are relying on just natural immunity. Here's an exclusive story. Stacey Abrams profited from local elections in Georgia and across the United States, making millions of dollars to run our elections. I'll dig into that when we get back. I'm so angry and I'm so sick of it. Democrats claim they hate capitalism. They literally piss on capitalism all day, 24 hours a day, and try and convince students at school that capitalism is bad and racist and violates social justice and doesn't lead to equality, and they hate it, and they want to poison it, and they want to poison you to it. But all they ever do is get rich. The people at the very top, you're going to be left poor. 99% of 330 million people in America will be left with nothing, just like the people of Cuba and Venezuela and the old Soviet Union, the old Chinese communist China, and Romania and lots of other countries. Greece is basically communist. Zimbabwe is basically communist. They're all eating out of dumpsters. They're dumpster diving for lunch. But they get rich at the top, and Stacey Abrams gets rich at the top, and Joe Biden's friends get rich at the top, and Joe Biden's son, Hunter Biden, gets rich at the top, and Hillary Clinton gets rich at the top, and John Kerry gets rich at the top, and the Obama family gets rich at the top, and the Clinton Foundation gets rich at the top. They're making billions. Conservatives don't make any money. I don't see anyone throwing money at me. All they do is get rich by lying and cheating and committing fraud. I'll be right back. Wayne Allyn. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn for Liberty HealthShare. If you need a healthcare program for 2021, you are in luck. Liberty HealthShare offers affordable healthcare sharing programs starting as low as $199 per month. Learn more at libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. I found Liberty HealthShare 6 years ago. It was the best decision I've ever made. It's an alternative to health insurance. It's Christian healthcare sharing from a nonprofit ministry. There are no contracts. There's no network. You can choose any doctors or hospitals you want. Here's the most important things you need to know. First, credibility. Liberty has over 200,000 members. They paid out over $1.2 billion in claims in the past 4 years. Second, my personal experience. I'm a member. My children are members. Just in premiums alone, I've saved over $120,000 since I joined. Could you use an extra $120,000? To find out more about your health sharing options, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assemble a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from my great friends at Freedom Fest. Have you ever been to Mount Rushmore in South Dakota? Well, here's your opportunity. This July 21st through 24th, thousands of liberty lovers are headed to South Dakota for the greatest libertarian show on earth, Freedom Fest. This time held at the Rushmore Civic Center in Rapid City, South Dakota, with a record-setting crowd. Here's your chance to make new friends and meet the country's top political and business leaders, authors, and filmmakers in the land of the free and the home of the brave. Some of the star speakers this this year, South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, Dr. Drew, Larry Elder, U.S. Senator Mike Lee, U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, the CEO of Whole Foods, John Mackey, Steve Moore, John Fun, Grover Norquist, Tom Woods, and the infamous pandemic mock trial. Go to freedomfest.com. Use promo code WAR50 to get $50 off the registration fee. That's freedomfest.com with promo code WAR50. Fly there, drive there, bike there, RV there, be there. Freedom Fest in South Dakota. Get your tickets now at freedomfest.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root back with you on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Is the name of the show. The podcast is the sponsor of this show. The Wayne Allen Root podcast is called War Raw. War Raw. And it's now 7 days a week. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the regular podcast. Then on weekends, I play Casey Kasem and come up with my top 10 stories of the week for conservatives that you will just love. Top 10 stories in America. Just like Casey had the top 40 big radio hits in America. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, tax cuts, and Trump will stand up and cheer for War Raw. So check it out today and check out, of course, my weekly podcast every Friday night. It's available for the weekend. Download at iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Oh, Amazon and Google Play are two new ones we've added. So iTunes, Spotify, Apple, iHeart, Amazon, Google Play, or wherever you listen to podcasts, War Raw by Wayne Allen Root. Bernie Kerik, who I was texting back and forth with today, he's been traveling, and he's been in Georgia with Vernon Jordan, running for governor of Georgia, and hopefully we'll have him on the show either tomorrow or Thursday. And he was on Steve Bannon's War Room Monday morning a few days ago, and he says based on his analysis, he believes Donald Trump won Pennsylvania by 1 million votes, and of course he believes they cheated, just like I do. And remember, he was the police chief of New York City, the commissioner of New York City. And he added that a forensic audit there is going to be the most substantial of any in the country. And I agree 100% with Bernie Kerik, 110% with Bernie Kerik. I'm someone who reads tea leaves. That's how I was the only guy in the country, the only major guy in the country willing to step up and say Trump would win the election in 16. Because I knew it was coming, I saw it was coming, I felt it was coming. And I'm telling you, in 20, Trump won by a landslide. And Trump won Nevada, and Trump won Arizona, and Trump won Pennsylvania by a mile, and he won Michigan, he won Wisconsin, and he won Arizona, and he won Georgia. But the biggest one of all those by a mile was Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania was Trump country. He won in 16, and all the registration showed that we won Pennsylvania. We're going to win Pennsylvania. Huge. It was going to be a runaway. And then on election night, he's up by, I believe it was eventually 800,000 votes. I think it was 700,000, and it wound up being just about 8. I think he was up by 770,000 votes. And then Democrats come up with enough mail-in ballots with no voter ID, many of them delivered by United States Postal Service. You know, gigantic trucks came in the middle of the night from Long Island with fake ballots, and suddenly they brought in 1 million ballots, and Trump loses the state by 100,000. It's a travesty. Trump didn't win Pennsylvania. He won a landslide in Pennsylvania. And outside of Philadelphia and Pittsburgh, he won everybody in the suburbs and the rurals. It was Trump country. And you could see it by the rallies. You could see it by the Republican registration advantage over Democrats. You could see it every day in every way. You could see it by the signs. Pennsylvania was Trump country. And I believe he won by 1 million votes. I believe it was a massive, epic landslide in Pennsylvania. And in Michigan, Representative Steve Kara calls for forensic audit. And it includes making sure the machines were not connected to the internet. That's a quote from him. In Arizona, more state delegations toured the Arizona audit, including Oregon and Washington. The freight train of audits continued. Several people out there, I can't remember who was, some important guy today called for audits in all 50 states. And I agree. It's clear to me that Democrats cheated everywhere. Even states, you know, where we weren't going to win in the first place, like California or New York. It doesn't matter. They still stuffed the ballot box. They still won by far more than they should have won, which meant the popular vote was affected nationwide. Every state should be audited forensically. You'll never get a clean vote without a forensic audit. And breaking news in Georgia, the ACLU hired two of 255 workers for Georgia's Fulton County to be deputy registrars. This is the ACLU, the American Civil Liberties Union. They were deputy registrars and gave them full internet and voter roll access. Oh, my gosh. Stacey Abrams in charge and the ACLU in charge. And you wonder how we got shafted in Georgia, a very red Republican state where Trump was ahead by 100,000 on election night. They cheated and they cheated and they cheated. When we get back, so much more to tell you. A couple of great guests coming up in the show, and then more proof, double proof, that lockdowns were the worst mistake in the history of the United States of America. And I don't think they were a mistake. I think they were a purposeful attempt by Democrats to destroy the economy, kill the jobs, kill all the small business people, and defeat Trump for re-election. Wayne Allyn Root, otherwise known as The Warrior.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden set to address violent crime on Wednesday in a speech that will include discussing the alarming rise in homicides. The administration set to unveil an anti-crime policy which will focus on gun violence. As far as what he believes is the issue, former Detroit Police Chief James Craig tells Fox News,
"No, we don't have a gun problem in the country. What we have is a criminal problem, and we need to address that."
Fed Chair Jerome Powell thinks the United States labor market should gradually improve over the coming months.
"Conditions in the labor market have continued to improve, although the pace has been uneven. The unemployment rate remained elevated in May at 5.8%, and this figure understates the shortfall in employment."
Paul testifying in a House hearing on Tuesday, stressing that hiring is up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact. Contact in the Desert.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Poundy Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, is the CCW Expo coming up this Saturday. Fans, if you have a concealed weapons permit or you're thinking about getting one, you're already a responsibly armed gun owner, you need to listen up right now. Last year, 8.5 million Americans purchased a firearm for the first time, and those new gun owners now need training. And it's also time for the rest of you to kick it up a notch with your own training. And that's why you need to join me, Wayne Allen Root, at the CCW Expo, June 26th and 27th at South Point Casino. Tons of concealed carry exhibits with all of your local resources for concealed carry gear and accessories, and over a dozen seminars and workshops for some of the most badass tactical instructors on the planet. And to top it off, join me and all of our celebrity guests at a Straight Outta Quarantine party. You'll never have an opportunity to see this amazing lineup of speakers all in one place. Purchase your tickets right now, ccwexpo.us, ccwexpo.us. Reserve your place in history, ccwexpo.us. And to fill us in on this, we've got our guest, Nephi Kalicki. Interesting name, Nephi Kalicki, creator of the first full contact tactical training sport, a simmunitions expert, which is non-lethal ammunition, a gunfight coach, founder of the Concealed Carriers Union, organizer of the CCW Expo, which is this Saturday and Sunday at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Vegas, and our man, our gunman, Nephi, Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Hey, brother. Good to talk to you again.
Good to be on with you. So explain what exactly is taking place at the CCW Expo at the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas on Saturday and Sunday. Explain what's going on there.
So basically we've got more than a dozen speakers from different places around the country that are all tactical experts or people that CCW folks wouldn't normally get a chance to hear from. And then we have exhibits and booths from different people for them to be able to see who their local resources are, and then get that training they need. There's so many of them that just have guns and no training right now, and that's the main area we want to focus on, is getting those people taken care of.
And when you get to the South Point Hotel and Casino, where do you go? You're in the main convention area, I assume?
Yeah, we're in the main expo hall. All four of the expo halls are going to be taken up with the event. Most of the focus is on seminars and workshops. This isn't something where everybody has a gun. We don't need to get everybody more guns. We need to get them how to use their weapons they have now. That's it.
And we're opening it up on Saturday, Wayne Root. Yours truly will be opening up on Saturday at 10 a.m. And who am I opening up with in that opening ceremony? Who's going to be there?
Mayor John Lee, who's running for governor, and Michelle Fiore, who's one of our city council women, and myself.
And who are the other speakers in sessions throughout the day, Saturday and Sunday?
Oh, man, we've got a ton of speakers. We've got Shannon Rich, who's a bare knuckle boxing champion. We got Amy Dillon, who is a former female drill sergeant, firearms instructor. We've got Paul Puella, who's a big writer for a lot of the big gun magazines, and Fred Masterson. A dozen different speakers from every different. I've got former FBI agents coming in to speak who were involved in the 9/11 investigation. We've got the mayor's going to be speaking. We've got Lieutenant Bedwell's going to be speaking about guns and marijuana, which is a big issue for the CCW world. And myself, yours truly, will be also doing some workshops for pistol fitting and other things.
Let me ask you a question that comes to mind for me, because I don't really know what the big issue is with marijuana and guns. What is the issue there? I have no idea.
Well, the state and those states that have chosen to legalize marijuana have done so by exercising states' rights to say we're going to ignore federal law and we're going to use states' rights to profit from the sale of recreational or medicinal marijuana. However, they're still enforcing it when it's convenient for them. They're saying it's legal for us to make profit from it, but if you use it, you can't. You give up a constitutional right. Well, there's no other instance where I know of anywhere in the country where you lose a constitutional right for doing something that's legal.
You're saying the constitutional right. Nephi, you're saying the constitutional right for what? To own a gun?
To own a firearm. If you use marijuana, you lose your gun rights.
And how would they know if you use marijuana? Being that's legal, you don't need a card anymore. You just go in a store and you buy it.
You can't go into a dispensary. Every time you go into a dispensary, those that are medicinal and those that are recreational go into a different line, and that information gets forwarded to the Department of Agriculture. Now, they're not running around arresting people because you got to get all the pigeons in the box before you pull the string. Right? They need it to saturate because they're using marijuana and legalized marijuana to disarm millions of Americans, especially our veterans.
But that's something that you believe is in store right now? They're keeping records of who's getting the marijuana?
Absolutely.
And
if you
get the marijuana and you have a gun license, they're going to try and take your guns away. Is that right?
Well, it's not going to happen like massive seizures. They're going to just start catching people in traffic stops and do like they already do. They're going to let everybody get saturated, get comfortable, and then they're going to start enforcing it.
And my question
is, once everybody gets on the grid, which COVID has helped to do.
Well, I mean, have you seen this already happen around the country? Are there reports?
Absolutely. Ask Chumlee from Pawn Stars. That's why he got arrested. He had weed and guns together, both of which he purchased legally.
Oh, I didn't
but
even know.
Together,
I didn't even know. I never even heard he got arrested. I had no idea he got arrested.
Oh, yeah.
So he was pulled over to traffic stop?
No. He was at home. He had a case where somebody made an accusation against him for some assault thing, and they went and served a search warrant on his house, and they said, "What's all this weed?" And he goes, "I use it all for myself." And they said, "What's all these guns?" And they said, "I purchased them all legally." And they go, "Cool. Put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest."
Really?
A person in possession of firearms.
Wow. How could, if
so
weed is legal and guns are legal, if weeds are legal and guns are legal, how could you say that someone's done something wrong because they have weeds and guns?
That's right. This is the only right you lose for doing something that's legal.
That's amazing.
And we oppose that. That's why we formed the Concealed Carriers Union, so we can address these issues legally and effectively. But if you get in a car with your CCW and he says, "I smell weed," and now you got weed and guns together, guess what? You're going to jail.
And what's the charge, by the way?
A prohibited person in possession of a firearm.
Even if you have a CCW, which means you have every right to have a firearm. That's amazing.
No, because the fact that you have marijuana means that you lied on your application.
Interesting. I had no idea.
It's horrible.
I mean, being that pot is legal in this state and most other states at this point, I don't see, and that has not been brought to the United States Supreme Court. Someone must be bringing that case to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Well, that's why the Concealed Carriers Union needs to spearhead this issue, because the right people ain't doing the right work.
Right, but that's just one thing you're doing with the Concealed Carry Firearms Union. That's just one thing, right? I mean, I assume that you represent many, you know, as an example, I don't get involved in pot. I've never smoked pot in my life, but I carry a gun and I've got a CCW. So I assume you represent me as well.
Yes.
Okay.
Especially the issues with all of the forced delays and backlogs with the sheriff's departments. Those are some things that need to be addressed legally, and some legal challenges need to be made. And the Concealed Carriers Union intends to do that effectively, because there's no reason for the backlog of CCW permits.
So your belief is that the backlog is because they're just trying to slow roll and keep people from owning guns. Is that right?
Well, this is the second time that Joe Lombardo has attacked concealed weapons permit holders. After October 1, he attacked them and tried to keep them from doing mass CCWs. And now after COVID, he's doing the same thing. By creating this baloney administrative process that's delaying CCWs, you know, and almost doubling the time they have to wait to get one.
Because I got my CCW in Nevada about 3 years ago, I would say, maybe
that's 40. Pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, and it took about 4 months for it to be issued. What is the time now?
Now it's taking for anywhere from 6 to 9 months, and Reno up to a year.
Wow, I didn't even know this. See, you're educating me already, and you're obviously educating my listeners, but the host didn't even know any of these issues. I had no idea anybody was saying legal pot, illegal guns, you go to jail, which is amazing, and I had no idea that getting a CCW was any harder in Nevada now than it was when I got it, which was a simple, fairly streamlined 4-month process, and now you're saying anyone from 6 to 9 months
anymore.
Wow.
They've created an administrative process that indefinitely delays the start of the clock. So essentially what they're doing is a delay of game.
All right.
And
Nephi,
that's not the spirit of the law.
Nephi Kalicki is the man who created the big event on Saturday and Sunday, CCWExpo.us. CCWExpo.us. Reserve your spot there now. Get a ticket to the event at South Point Casino Saturday and Sunday, CCW.us. Saturday's first day starts at 10 a.m. One of your opening speakers, Wayne Allyn Root, that opening ceremony, along with Nephi and maybe the next governor of our state, Mayor John Lee of North Las Vegas, and, of course, the great gun rights gal, Councilwoman Michelle Fiore. Be some interesting speakers and a lot of interesting information you just got right now. You'll get a lot more at the big CCW Expo. Get your tickets now, ccwexpo.us. Nephi, thank you for coming on the show.
You got it, brother.
I'll see you on Saturday at 10 a.m. I'll be there to open the show. Wayne Allyn Root, the Warriors, with you. See you back here in a sec. I'm Wayne Allyn Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. It's John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health. You've been hearing our messages for a while. You've heard Wayne Allyn Root and his extraordinary testimony of what's been going on.
And women, if you have a husband that is struggling or needs a loving nudge, I encourage you to nudge him off the couch and go check out our masterclass on our website, including the amazing testimonials.
And these testimonials are just real people. They're not famous or high-level production. This is real people. People talking on their iPhone. People sitting across from their spouse. They share their real story. For the past 23 years, tens of thousands of people reversing arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, neck pain, back pain, migraine headaches, brain fog, lots of challenging things. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic.
And come check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to get the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Raw and unfiltered.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal, 100% American-grown, 100% American-made, and now 100% mainstream. It works. Finding quality CBD is not easy. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com does it right. They've got the highest quality CBD you'll ever find. My great buddy Jay Schrader, the former Super Bowl champion and former Washington Redskin and Raiders quarterback, was talking to me about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over the age of 50. And Jay's the one who introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. He said, you got to try it, Wayne. It'll heal you. And he's right. I feel like $1 million. I work out 90 minutes a day every day. And I roll on their CBD roller. And voila, there's no pain. Nothing. Working out doesn't cause pain anymore. So if you have arthritis, if you simply work out a lot and you want the pain to stop, the soreness to stop, the aching to stop, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. They're offering a discount of up to 25% off on every order when you say WAR15 for Wayne Allen Root. WAR15. CBD. SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and use that promo code WAR15. So I told you that I was going to pass on this information about lockdowns and how horrible they were. And nobody in the country talked about them more than me and hated them more than me, denigrated them more than me, felt they were a disaster, that they were a Cloward Piven attempt, like my old classmates at Columbia, an attempt to just destroy the economy, destroy the middle class, wipe out small business. And the side benefit, which I never even imagined, was to greatly enrich the biggest companies in America and the richest people in America. The billionaires all double their wealth and triple their wealth and quadruple their wealth. And the billion-dollar companies all did the same while small business was getting destroyed. And to top it off, it didn't even help the death rate. So a new Harvard data reveals how lockdowns crushed the working class while leaving the elites unscathed. New data analysis from Harvard University, Brown University, and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation calculates how different employment levels have been impacted during the pandemic to date. The findings reveal the government lockdown orders devastated workers at the bottom of the financial food chain, but left the upper tier better off. The analysis examined employment levels in January 2020, before the coronavirus spread widely, before lockdown orders and other restrictions on the economy were implemented, and the picture painted by this comparison is one of working class and middle class destruction. Employment for lower wage workers, defined as earning less than $27,000 annually, declined by 23.6% over the time period. Employment for middle wage workers, defined as earning $27,000 to $60,000, declined as well, but by less, 4.5%. Employment for high-wage workers actually increased 2.4%. The data is damning, and it offers yet another reminder government lockdowns hurt most the people who could afford it least, and of course turn them into wards of the state, turn them into lifelong welfare addicts. It's really incredible. It's not the pandemic that did all this. It's the government lockdowns that did it. And they, you know, when you think about the idea of telling people what's a essential business and what's not, where in the Constitution does the government have a right to declare some businesses essential and they can stay open and other businesses non-essential and they can't? Where is it science? Does it say the COVID germ will attack your small business, so it's got to be closed for your own good and the sake of your employees' good and your customers' good? But we got to leave Costco open because the COVID germ doesn't attack Costco. I mean, seriously, this is the stupidest thing ever, but it wasn't stupid because I think it was planned. This is how they damage small business and all the middle-class employees while leaving Costco open, and Costco gets all the business, and Walmart gets all the business, and Lowe's and Target and Home Depot and all the big stores were left open while all the little guys were closed. It was incredible. And then we come, you know, forget about the money for a minute and the jobs for a minute and the economy for a minute. But a new study finds the lockdown orders didn't even reduce overall mortality and may have actually increased it. Increased it. In other words, more people died. And that's a surprise probably to most people, but not to me. Because I've said this since February of last year when I saw it coming. And I said if they lock us down, people will die from depression and suicide and drug abuse and alcohol abuse and a thousand other reasons. Kids will die. Kids will commit suicide if they don't go to school. It's all a tragedy. And they did it anyway. The lockdowns just didn't work in any way, shape, or form. Not for money, not for jobs, not for the economy, not for the middle class. But most importantly, they didn't even reduce death. In the long run, I believe they'll cause far more death. When we get back, I'll give you the exact numbers. But they are grim. Grim. And that's why the people in blue states fared so badly. That's why blue state economies are so far behind. That's why blue state employment is so far behind. And it's why everybody's moving from blue states to red Republican states right now.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.